Welcome to Twisted Thinking, the podcast that helps you keep your thoughts flexible. My name is Kristen, and today is announcement day. The last episode of Twisted Thinking was published in February of 2023, and you were left with the promise of a short break and then a comeback in around April is when I originally said. And then I had to push that date to October when so much of life happened. And then as that date came closer, all hell broke loose and I just gave up and I just sort of stopped making announcements. Anyone who's a patron or has any personal contact with me, or those in the Discord mostly, were aware of what was happening, but everyone else has been in the dark, so this is me correcting that. First, I have updates, then I have some announcements. So, first update is the question I'm sure everyone is asking: where have you been? What's been going on? What happened? And there's absolutely no easy way to answer it. So to sum up, I've been in the various stages of caregiving. Anyone who's familiar with my story or the podcast is aware that my wife Anya had been living with stage 4 breast cancer since 2019 and that I was her active caregiver over the last 2 years or so. Unfortunately, I have to announce that my time for caregiving came to an end on the morning of December 21st, 2023, 5 days after our 7th wedding anniversary. That is when my wonderful wife passed away as I held her hand. As I record this, it has been 91 days since she left her battered and broken body behind, and a little over a month since we laid her to rest. And after all this time, the one thing that I can confidently say is that I am not okay. Any way you look at it, I am not okay, and I won't be for a while. There are days when I'm barely getting by, moments that are bearable, followed by days of emptiness and just hours of despair that's so deep sometimes I can hardly draw another breath. There's moments when I forget how to be a person, and who I am, and why I'm here. And then there are times when I have absolute clarity about that. As you can imagine, it's a pretty confusing time, the proverbial roller coaster, if you will. You might be confused now, wondering what the point of this announcement is and why I'm even bothering to record it if all I'm going to do is tell you how horrible I feel and how much life sucks. And that would be a fair question if that was the point of this announcement, which it isn't. That was just an update on what's going on in my life, and there's really no good reason to lie about any of it. So, on to announcements and some information of what I'm actively working on right now. Biggest news, of course, is that Twisted Thinking will be coming back. You probably already know that or have figured that out. You should begin to see regular episodes in your feed starting March 31st on Easter Day. And they're going to be every 2 weeks because I don't think I can commit to more than that right now. If things go well, I may begin to offer more audio or maybe I'll start publishing some articles between episodes. I'm not sure. I'm honestly still in constant prayer about all of these things. So we'll see what happens. Now, as for what's happening right now, I have a few creative writing projects in the works. And may I say, I am so thankful for the miracle of being able to write again, and yes, it is a miracle. This last year was so filled with anxiety and stress and fear and all of these things, and not to mention I wanted to spend as much time as I could with Anya, and all of that combined to become this huge block that I didn't think I was ever going to be able to break through. And this sounds very strange to say, now that the worst has happened, and I no longer have to live with that dread over my head, I've been able to find and feed that little creative spark that lives inside of me and sort of get back into the groove. I've always written as a way to express emotions that I can't otherwise release or articulate. And I certainly have a lot of that going on right now. So it feels really, really good and healing to be able to get back into that place, even if it is incredibly painful to write about some of the things that I'm writing about. Speaking of that, I've actually already released a written version of what eventually is going to be a spoken word poem to my patrons. And that will eventually come to everyone, but I'm not in a place where I can actually perform it yet. So that'll still be a little while. I also have a nonfiction project that I'm keeping quiet for now. And I guess more importantly, I'm actually getting ready to try and re-enter the real world workforce for the first time in almost 8 years, which will be interesting to say the least. But that's all kind of boring future stuff. So for now, I am just promising an episode of Twisted Thinking every 2 weeks and praying for guidance about everything else. One more thing to touch on very quickly before I wrap this up, and that is, since I'm going to be talking more about real life things that deal with rather heavy topics, I am going to try and make more use of like warnings at the beginning of episodes to make sure that no one is caught off guard with all of that. And regardless of what the content is, the overall theme is still going to be to just encourage us to try and shift our thinking about traditionally negative circumstances or situations to a more out-of-the-box positive viewpoint of those kinds of things. And that's always been the goal. So, okay, I think that's all I have to say for today. No more big news or announcements at this time. So if you have any comments or want to keep up with me and my various projects, just join the Discord. Discord is free and easy to use. It is also the only social media platform I can consistently keep up with these days. Facebook and Instagram pages, they do exist, but I have not been updating them. I don't really plan on doing so. If you don't have Discord, don't let a new app scare you. You can just click on the link in the show notes and follow the instructions to sign up. It's super easy. And if you hate it, you can delete it. It's no big deal. Also, if you need help, message me on my personal Facebook page and I can maybe help you out. Last but not least, a big thank you to my very patient and very lovely patrons. Without them, absolutely none of this would be possible. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, be blessed and stay twisted. Thank you.